Very thoughtful question by a listener. Talking about the Hobby Lobby contraception debate yesterday before the U.S. Supreme Court. And the big argument was, well, what if at some point you have to legalize, or that the Congress passes a law that you would have to pay for abortion procedures? Wow, that would never happen. How do you know? Listener points something. I think this is a very good question. If a company is owned by a person or family that believes in faith healing as part of their spiritual beliefs, then they could choose not to offer health care insurance at all. Is that a violation? This is where you have to go on a case-by-case basis. She does make a good point. Well, where do you draw the line? Here's the only guidance I can offer on that. If you go with faith healing and your child dies, as happened in a high-profile case in Wisconsin, you go to prison. So the law has found lines, and that's the defense they try to use. Hey, this is freedom of religion. The law has found lines for that. I'm not sure what my argument would be as to why that doesn't qualify. I would have to give that some thought. Because you know, it's not a widely held one, and fair or unfair, that is factored in to what an acceptable religious belief is. But this, I think, is a much more far-ranging, far-reaching case than most Americans understand. If you argue, and that's where her email is a good one. Yeah, there are times when a court would have to say, yeah, you're stretching it. But if you go the other way and rule that a corporation has no religious liberties, when corporations are often individuals who have built up that corporation, so corporations can be charged with a crime. Heads of corporations, officers can be convicted of a crime. This is the double standard that the left is trying to establish here. But I will admit, I think her email is telling, because this is a fascinating, fascinating legal argument. It really is. And I think the Wall Street Journal put it pretty well. You can't pick and choose. Corporations, after all, are people, in many cases, directly. And the way I would want to see this ruled is that you leave that door open. Courts decide on a case-by-case basis. If you take it away that they have no religious liberty at all, and you only do it for for-profits, to me, the argument was pretty clear. But this has been so misrepresented by the media. They're not trying to get rid of the pill. They're not trying to get rid of condoms. They ain't even covered, but under insurance. Fascinating debate. 10:58. 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.